We're at name number 848. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha. She who is the essence of subtle wealth. Remember, our linga is the subtlety, and she's the bhag, srupa, the intrinsic nature, this essence of subtle wealth. She who is the conveyance of the pleasure of subtle wealth. What is your subtle wealth? Wisdom, love, joy, all the intangibles. She who is the beloved of the flower which is born of itself, swayambhu, who gives birth to its own self. It's born by itself. Remember the Adipurush, the first human being, like Adam and Eve, was Swayambhu Vamanu. He was the first of all humanity. And Swayambhu, he who is born of itself, the beloved of the flower, which is born of itself, that effulgent beauty. She who is the offering of the flower, which is born of itself. What's that flower? Remember, Lakshmi holds the lotus of peace in her hands and watches it blossom. She who is the life force of the flower, which is born of itself. Lakshmi's other name is Kamala, the lotus. The lotus-born one who sits on a lotus, who holds a lotus. And the lotus stands for peace, the blossoming, the effulgence of peace, as it radiates out the peace, the flower which is born of itself. She who raises aloft the flower which is born of itself. She who is bathed by the flower which is born of itself. She who is the offering to ancestors of the flower which is born of itself. What is the greatest thing that we could offer to those who prepared the path for us? That we ourselves are beings of peace, that we live in peace, that peace pervades our every attitude. She who is the refuge of the flower which is born of itself. She who upholds or supports the flower which is born of itself. She who wears a tilak made of the flower which is born of itself. The tilak, the highest adornment. Her third eye is radiating with the flower which is born of itself. That lotus of peace. She who offers the flower which is born of itself. She who is absorbed in the essence of the flower which is born of itself. She who is beyond the worlds of the flower which is born of itself. She who offers in sacrifice to her own self the flower which is born of itself. She who is the capacity of the soul to manifest the flower which is born of itself. She who is the expression of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the beloved of the flower which is born by itself. She whose mind is intoxicated with desire for the flower which is born by itself. She whose friendly body experiences waves of bliss from the flower which is born by itself. She who supports the flower which is born by itself. She who is the family of the flower which is born by itself. She who resides in the flower which is born by itself. She who sits on the flower which is born by itself. She who is the friend of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the supreme pleasure of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the cause of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the protector of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the student or meditator on the flower which is born by itself. She who is the radiance of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the wisdom of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the enjoyer of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the bliss of the flower which is born by itself. She who causes the rain of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the enthusiasm of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the flower of the flower which is born by itself. She who is always with the flower which is born by itself. She who is the intrinsic nature of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the intoxication of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the beauty of the flower which is born by itself. She who is delighted by the flower which is born by itself. She who gives birth to the flower which is born by itself. She who distinguishes the flower which is born by itself. She who expresses the flower which is born by itself. She who is the supreme wisdom of worship of that which is born by itself. She who is the mother of the supreme wisdom of sacrificial worship of that which is born by itself. She who protects the bestower of that which is born by itself. She who intuitively understands the attitude of devotion of that which is born by itself. She who is the wisdom of the flower which is born by itself. She who is the beloved of the worship of that which is born by itself. She who supports the cause of worship of that which is born by itself. She who is the cause of the end of that which is born by itself. She who is the bestower of all that which is born by itself. She who is the intrinsic nature of the bestower of that which is born by itself. She who is the remembrance of the bestower of that which is born by itself. She who is the half body of that which is born by itself. Remember, Ardhanarishwar, half the body, male, half female. She who is the beloved who gives birth to all time. She who has the capacity of the expression of the soul which gives birth to all time. She who is the attitude of all time. She who gives birth to all time. She who is the beloved of all the flowers in the receptacle. She who always moves with the flowers of light. She who is the beloved of the light in the receptacle. She who has the capacity of the soul to express the light in the receptacle. She who is the supporter of purity. Now, here we enter into a number of names which have several different meanings. Shukra means the seed of life. It also means clarity. It also means purity. So the scripture here is relevant on every level. On every level, she who is the supporter of the seeds of life. She who is the supporter of clarity. Here we've chosen she who is the supporter of purity. She who is the form of purity. She who resides within the ocean of purity. She who has indestructible purity. She who is the enjoyer of purity. She who is delighted by worship with purity. She who rests in passion. Rakta. Or remember Rakta Bija. Rakta has several levels of meaning. It means blood. It means red. It means passion. It means attachment. Some are the good attachments. Some are the good passions. To love God passionately is a very admirable trait. To love the world passionately will just get us into deeper trouble. So here we're discriminating as to the passions that are going to liberate us and the passions that are going to bind us. She who rests in passion. She who is the enjoyer of passion. She who is constantly delighted by worship with passion. She who is worshipped with passion. She who is offered sacrificial offerings with passion. She who is situated in passion. She who takes refuge in passion. She who is the description of passion. She who has the body of passion. The will to be. Icha, Kriya, and Gyan Shakti. The energies of desire, will, passion, kriya, activity, and wisdom. These three are inherent in every form of existence. Every form from Brahma to a blade of grass demonstrates its desire, its passion for self-preservation, its will to be. And it tries to defend itself against all opposing forces. Every atom of existence demonstrates the will to be, the passion for life. She who is the daughter born from worship with passion. She who is the dignity of passion. She who is the touch of passion. She who is the goddess. And she who is beautiful passion. She who knows passion. She who is worthy of passion. She who is celebrated as the passion of the god of love. She who is great passion, she who exists in passion, she who gives the creation of passion, she who bathes in passion, she who is soaked in passion, she who becomes extremely passionate with the selfless service of passion, she who manifests the bliss of passion, She who always gives the bliss of passion, she who rests within passion, she who gives full, complete, and perfect passion, she who is served by passion, she who is beautiful, she who is worshipped in all with passion, she who destroys the criticism of passion, she who is the soul's capacity for the expression of passion, she who is a form of passion, she who is the cause of the attraction of passion, she who is the enthusiasm of passion, and she who rides upon passion, she who drinks with passion, she who is the mother of the bliss of the female seed of life. Here, again, shonitha is blood, the seed of life, ovum. Those are the two definitions of it. So she is the mother of the bliss of the female seed of life. She who is the intrinsic nature of attachment to the family. She who is the goddess who goes inside sadhus. She who is pure nourishment. She who is the destroyer of all sin or confusion. She who is the giver of delight to all sadhus. She who destroys the impurity of all sadhus. She who is situated in the heart of all sadhus. She who is the cause of bliss of all sadhus. She who is the mother of the bliss of all sadhus. She who is the cause of the love of sadhus. She who gives the wealth of delight and extreme bliss to sadhus. She who is worshipped by purity. She who is satisfied with sacrificial offerings of purity. She who takes refuge in purity. She who is the image of purity. She who is the embodiment of purity. She who is the daughter of worship with purity. She who is situated in purity. She who is supreme purity. She who is the complete touch of purity. She who is the beauty of purity. She who is bathed in purity. She who is the manifestation of purity. She who is the supreme purity served by the pure. She who is the great purity. She who is pure existence. She who is the giver of the reign of purity. She who is the supreme wisdom of purity. The pure of the pure, consider her as the worshipped of the worshipped. That's quite a name. Pure of the pure, consider her as the worshipped of the worshipped. She who is the expression of the bliss of purity. She who always gives the bliss of purity. She who enjoys the festivals of purity. She who always manifests full, complete, and perfect purity. She who is the beauty of purity. She who is worshipped as the pure in all. She who is the destroyer of the criticism of purity. She who has the capacity of the soul of purity. She who is the cause of attraction of the wealth of purity. She who is the giver of all as the energy of creation. She who is the life force of sadhus. She who disables the divisive thoughts of sadhus. She who is the female sadhu of all excellent sadhus. She who is the refuge of devotees. She who is completely pleased with bliss. She who is the destroyer of all thoughts of sadhus. She who is the knowledge of the soul. She who is the knowledge of supreme divinity. She who is the intrinsic nature of supreme divinity. She who is established in three places. She who is established in five places. She who is the embodiment of all places. She who is the expression of all that can be expressed. She who is the giver of the garland of all expressions which can be recited. Om Namo Iti. Are there any questions about the thousand names?
Remember the one with something about the receptacle?
Yes.
What does that mean, the body?
Well, it means every receptacle, every limitation, every container. Mm-hmm. So you can define that every one of these names is a subject for meditation. And as your meditation expands, your concept of the receptacle, of the container, will expand until Maya, the measurement of all existence, becomes the receptacle. That's what's the container. The definition of all manifested objects. That's our embodiment. So that's the receptacle. Are there other questions?
Who realized this? There's no Rishi in this name.
No, there is. Well, it's Sadashiva Rishi. Yes.
For the 1,000 names? I thought it was with 100 names.
I thought Shiva was the Rishi of the 1,000 names. There is no Vini Yoga in this Sahasana.
There's one with the Shatnam.
There's one in the Shatnam, yes. I have not found the Vini Yoga of the Sahasana. So I assume that you are the Rishi of the hymn.
Or aspire to be.
That in itself is sufficient. As long as we're aspiring to become the Rishis, then we will become the ones who realize the hymn. Every one of these names is a subject for meditation. And we could sit there with one name, with each of the names, and take it from its definition on the microcosm in the gross body to through the subtle body to the causal body and expand the definition until we become one with God. Each one of these names take the purity of our physical bodies and our physical lifestyles and expand that purity until it encompasses the entire earth, the entire universe, the entire cosmos. Just keep expanding the definition and the application. Each name has the capacity to take us deeper and deeper into meditation until we cease to identify the meditator as being confined to a particular form. We just become infinite consciousness. That's what Sahasranams are designed to do. Each one of the names has the capacity to take us broader, broader, and broader, and broader. It's not just reciting a litany of attributes, but taking each one of these attributes and taking it into our consciousness and becoming the embodiment of that attribute and then expanding that definition to its ultimate expression. That's how the Sahasranams work. Each name is a subject for meditation. There is no limits to the amount of purity, to the amount of grace, the amount of peace that we can radiate. It's just like in the Vidhi of Agni Prajwalita, where we surround ourselves with a ring of fire and we make the walls of that fire rise higher and higher. And here we are sitting in the circle of fire and it's surrounding us. Nobody from the outside of the universe has the capacity to permeate the walls of that fire. And now, make that fire rise higher and higher and higher still until there is no way that we could possibly conceive the ultimate goal of that rising wall of fire. In the same way, we take each one of these names and expand its definition to its ultimate application. And that's the value of reading 1,000 names. It works with Kali, it works with Shiva, it works with Lakshmi, it works with Annapurna, it works with Vishnu, it works with all of the deities. Every one of their names can be expanded to its highest expression. Latha, do you have a question?
It seems maybe I missed something. How do you meditate on the name? Exactly?
Well, if you take a name, and let's choose a name. Okay, now, I have just come to the name number 519, She Who Is Worthy of Worship. Just opening the book at random. Now, She Who Is Worthy of Worship actually is an individual. Let's start in the gross body and say she's our guru, Shri Ma, and she is worthy of worship. Why is she worthy of worship? Look at her attributes. Look at her qualities. Look at her character, her behavior, her comportment, the way she carries herself, the peace that she exudes. And remember the verse in the Chandi that her feet stand on the earth and the crown of her head reaches to the highest expanse of the atmosphere. And take that Srima and put her in our heart. And make that heart the earth upon which she stands on. And she's standing in our heart. And now watch her grow. Until the top of her crown expands to the highest limits of the atmosphere. And take the devotion that we feel for she who is worthy of worship. and realize that she is encompassing this entire universe. This entire universe is the expression. She is the mother. We are the children. All that is manifest has manifested itself from that highest expression of she who is worthy of worship. It's very easy to go into samadhi in every name. From your attitude will grow. Think of all the expressions and all the definitions and all the applications of the attributes of each one of these names. And you can't remain in your body very long. Please.
Swami, then would it be best to take one name and be with it rather than recite the whole thousand names?
Well, ultimately, we will become one with one name. Whichever mantra that is, mantrayate, whatever takes away your mind. So the way we get to that one is by reciting the many, staying with divinity, and realize this is not an intellectual exercise. This is an opportunity to move into the presence and contemplate that being, that divinity. This is one of the great opportunities that we have to spend time with God. It's not just something we're trying to memorize or trying to learn or trying to recite for an examination. It's not here. The knowledge is not all in the head. It's got to be a heartfelt love affair with God. And what greater privilege than reciting all her names and learning how to recite them and learning what they mean and expanding their definitions from the microcosm to the macrocosm. And that's the meditation. The very opportunity to get to sit there and spend time without thinking about all the other stuff of the world. This in itself is a tremendous privilege that very few are permitted to experience. To have the desire. Remember in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one in a thousand will even hear of the self. And of a thousand that hear of the self, maybe one will try to move a little farther. And of a thousand that try to move farther, maybe one really sincerely dedicate herself. And of a thousand who sincerely dedicate themselves, maybe one will come to me. So all of these tools are very functional. And moving into the presence and keeping that presence with us, keeping the bhav going, keeping the attitude alive, nurturing, cultivating that attitude. It's the wealth. It's the supreme wealth that is born of itself, that attitude that we cultivate, the feeling of privilege to be able to demonstrate the sincerity of our love by working for God. Not working for ourselves. You know what it's like to be self-employed? It's a bore. But to be employed by the self is a tremendous privilege. It makes it exciting. It makes us do things that we wouldn't do for money. It makes us commit ourselves. You know, that big C word, commitment, with dedication. Are there any other questions about
that? So you could sit with each mantra, you know, just sit with it and then move on to the next mantra. You know, take a day to do it.
And absolutely. Take a week, take a month, take years. Read the names, and as you read them, one name will call you. Or open the book at random and pick a name. And that will be your name for the day. And when you come back to waking consciousness, you... That will be real smoke. Great smoke. Mother, we've been in America a long time.